Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. With Father's Day coming up, today we would like to honour all fathers and parental figures in our lives through movies. The boys are back, Kramer versus Kramer and the Pacifier. Today's first feature is the 2009 Australian film The Boys Are Back, directed by Scott Hicks. It is inspired by a true memoir titled The Boys Are Back in Town by Simon Carr. The movie follows Joe Waugh, the character based on Simon, as he copes as a single parent after his wife unexpectedly passes away. In the film, Joe, played by Golden Globe award-winning actor Clive Owen, is a brilliant British sports writer at the top of his field. He lives in sunny South Australia with his beloved second wife, Katie, played by Laura Fraser, and his six-year-old son, Artie, played by young Nicholas McAnulty. Joe often has to travel for his job, leaving Katie to take care of Artie and keep their beautiful home in order. Joe's wonderful life is turned upside down when Katie succumbs to cancer. Suddenly, Joe must take on all the responsibilities he once shared with his wife. He finds himself juggling his demanding career, caring for little Artie, and keeping track of household needs. Despite these difficulties, Joe is determined to foster a relationship with his son. He chooses a just-say-yes approach and allows Artie to do whatever he desires. This results in a rather hectic lifestyle with no rules or discipline. Essential living chores, such as washing the dishes and laundry, are neglected, while father and son partake in fun activities. Meanwhile, Joe's teenage son from his first marriage, Harry, played brilliantly by George MacKay, moves from England to Australia to visit Joe and Artie. At first, the mess and disorder of Joe's house shocks Harry. However, he gradually adapts to their carefree lifestyle of living and develops a strong relationship with his half-brother. Meanwhile, onlookers, particularly Katie's mum, Barbara, played by Julia Blake, disapprove of the family's rather wild lifestyle. Joe finds some support from Laura, portrayed by Emma Booth, who is the mother of one of Artie's schoolmates. Although understanding, Laura is also unsure about the wisdom of Joe's parental philosophy. As they strive to move forward with their lives, Joe, Artie and Harry must learn to find trust in each other and face their true feelings. The impressive performances of the actors bring a genuine and engaging depiction of this remarkable true story. Through their poignant yet humorous journey, The Boys Are Back conveys a touching story of resilience and familial bonds. For his portrayal of Harry, George MacKay was nominated for the 2009 British Independent Film Award for Most Promising Newcomer and the 2010 London Critics Circle Film Award, or ALFS, for Young British Performer of the Year. Cinema Scene will be back shortly after these brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene, as we feature inspirational films about fatherly figures. Our second movie is Kramer vs. Kramer. This 1979 production was adapted by director Robert Benton from the novel of the same name by American author Avery Corman. The film stars Dustin Hoffman as a father named Ted Kramer, Meryl Streep as the mother Joanna Kramer, Justin Henry as their young son Billy Kramer, and Jane Alexander as Margaret Phelps, a family friend. The film was awarded the 1980 Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Writing for Screenplay based on material from another medium, Best Actor in a Leading Role for Dustin Hoffman, and Best Actress in a Supporting Role for Meryl Streep. It was nominated for 4 additional Academy Awards, including Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Justin Henry, who was 8 at the time and is still the youngest ever Oscar nominee. At the beginning of the movie, we are introduced to workaholic Ted Kramer, an advertising executive so absorbed in getting promoted that at first he does not even notice when his wife tells him that she is leaving him and their son. He ends up finding out from Margaret how unhappy Joanna feels. Ted, not having seen the situation coming, is utterly confused and upset upon realizing the full weight of the matter. Just as his workload increases, he is left to raise his son Billy alone. Both father and son have a lot to get used to under these new circumstances. And at first, it seems that little Billy actually knows more about household chores than his father. But after a somewhat rocky start, Ted quickly proves that he is willing to make Billy his top priority, even above his career. Though he may have neglected his family in the past, Ted eventually becomes a dependable father, loving, gentle, and considerate. But trouble arises when Joanna returns after 15 months to claim custody of Billy. Only one parent can have custody of Billy, and determined to be the one, Ted takes Joanna to court. Ted's chances at gaining custody are bleak when he loses his job at the advertising firm. But the resolute father is willing to do anything for what he thinks is best for his son. In the end, who will gain custody of Billy, and what does Billy want?
We're gonna be okay. Come on, let's go get some ice cream.
Kramer vs. Kramer is a heartwarming movie about a father's unconditional love for his son and his journey of self-discovery. As the director Robert Benton explained, being a father was probably the most extraordinary change in my life. There was a tectonic shift in what I thought life was about. And suddenly, it was no longer 99% about me. But somehow, there is someone you love more than you love yourself. And I was wanting to talk about that in this film.
Here, give me a kiss. Hey.
What?
Terrific kid.
Our last movie, The Pacifier, is a 2005 Walt Disney picture that will make you laugh from beginning to end. Written by Thomas Lennon and Ben Garant and directed by Adam Shankman, it stars Vin Diesel as U.S. Navy SEAL or Sea, Air and Land Officer Shane Wolf, a tough guy who is assigned to babysit five children.
This is Zoe, Seth, and Peter. Kids. This is Lieutenant Wolf. He's the man who's going to be staying with you while I'm away.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, this is Helga and Tyler.
Ma'am, baby.
At the very beginning of the movie, Lieutenant Wolf and his team attempt to rescue a kidnapped scientist named Howard Plummer, played by Tate Donovan, who is working on a top secret government project. However, when Shane and Howard tried to get on an escape helicopter, they are attacked, leaving Shane as the lone survivor. After his recovery 2 months later, Shane receives another task. He must protect Howard's five kids. Zoe, played by Brittany Snow, Seth, played by Max Thiriot, Lulu, played by Morgan York, Peter, played by Logan and Keegan Hoover, and baby Tyler, played by Beau and Luke Vink. Concurrently, Shane must also search for the secret project called Ghost, which is hidden somewhere in the house. Shane is soon left alone with the kids, while his commanding officer, Captain Bill Fawcett, played by Chris Potter, escorts the children's mother to Zurich, Switzerland, to retrieve a safety deposit box that belonged to her late husband. Unlike any other mission that he has undertaken, his new duty proves to be something quite beyond Shane's imagination.
Boy, this family's in for a rude awakening.
Not knowing how to handle the children, he attempts to bring order and regulation to the house by using militaristic means.
Gotcha!
problem, man. Get off me.
Oh, my God. No, what are you doing? You spaz with my boyfriend.
So you're the one that's been breaking in. Go back inside.
No, come on.
No, you don't. Get back here. Give me 20. I meant push-ups.
So?
Drop down, do 20.
Okay, this is not the
One.
Army or the Navy. Real nice.
Naturally, the siblings do not like this and cannot wait for Shane to leave. But the children soon receive word that their mother cannot come back as planned, leaving them under Shane's care for a much longer time. Although he doesn't know how to handle their antics, Shane gradually grows fond of the children. Indeed, he finds the family's close-knit relationship wonderfully rewarding and learns from the kids to be more patient, understanding, and compassionate. They, in turn, soon appreciate Shane, realizing that he is willing to risk his life to protect them.
Kids, it's safe.
Who was that? What did they want?
What happened?
Please don't leave us, Shane.
What do they want?
They were after the program that your father...
Will Shane be able to safeguard both the Project Ghost and the kids from greedy intruders? The Pacifier is a highly entertaining and comedic film for the whole family. Shane's fatherly affection and devotion, which earns the respect and trust of the kids, is truly admirable. The Boys Are Back, Kramer vs. Kramer, and The Pacifier are three marvelous movies to enjoy with the family in appreciation of the tremendous love of a father. Thank you for joining us for today's cinema scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Up next, after noteworthy news. May you and your loved ones enjoy much heavenly blessings and joy today and every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS